Glory to God. So open up your Bibles tonight to the book of Isaiah, chapter 39. Isaiah 39. Isaías 39, de 5 a 7. Isaiah 39, starting in verse 5. A sermon entitled, He Will Uphold You. Who tonight needs to be upheld by God? Amen. Isaiah 39, starting in verse 5. The word of God says, Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days are coming where all that is in your house and all that your fathers have accumulated until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. And they shall take away some of your sons who will descend from you, whom you will beget, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you, God, guide us, that you would strengthen us, that you would be for us. For if you are with us, who tonight can come against us? We claim, God, your presence upon our lives. Help us in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. There are many diseases in the world, and some of those diseases are incurable. One of those diseases the Lou Gehrig disease. It is a fatal, incurable. When you get sick from this, there is no known cure for this disease. Lou Gehrig, at the time when he was stricken with this, he played baseball for the New York Yankees. He had everything going right in his life. He was one of the best baseball players to ever play the game of baseball. Then out of nowhere, he was stricken by this disease. We look at the tragedy and we can say, what can I go through? What I go through is not that bad. But yet, our troubles, how many know that what we go through in comparison to what Lou Gehrig went through might not be that bad, but nevertheless, how many know that our troubles still hurt us? They eat away at the fibers of our everyday life. See, each and every one of us, we go through different circumstances. Sometimes these things can cause, and they can cause you and I to forget that we are Christians, that we are believers, that we are covered under the blood of Jesus, and that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of our lives. Our circumstances cannot change that fact, the fact that we do belong to Christ. See, tonight, this evening, you might be here and you are facing some different trouble or troubles. Amen. These troubles might not be life-threatening, or they might be. Whatever the circumstances that you are in, how many know, amen, that when we are in different circumstances, it hurts. It causes pain. It causes, our lives to go through different things in our lives. How can you and I tonight survive going through what we go through and keep a sane mind? See, here in our text, it gives us an insight that help that will help you and I face our troubles and to be and to consider ourselves. Can I tell you? I don't ever consider myself lucky. I consider myself blessed. See, the book of Isaiah, it was written during a rough time in Israel's history. Israel had abandoned God, and now they are being faced with great troubles in their horizon, or those troubles that lie ahead. Even though they did not know it, they in time, listen to me, even though they did not know it, in time, what they had would be completely, taken away. Their families would be split. They were going to be shamed, humiliated, and all that they had was going to be completely stripped away. See, our troubles tonight may or may not be upon our own doings, but how many know they're upon us? Nevertheless, they are still upon our lives. We might have not had nothing to do with it, but yet we are the recipients of them. We may have left the Lord, or our troubles, piled up, or we may have been totally faithful and still the troubles still came. See, there are some here this evening that feel like their whole lives have been hard times. How many feel that way? Why do I go through so many? It seems like my life should be, Mr. or Mrs. Hard Time. And all these troubles. And everything that we do, they're still piling up. See, we've had family. We've had friends. We've had all these things, and all these issues are upon us. Things outside of our control have weighted us down. We face shame. We've been humiliated. Everything that was once important is now gone and stripped away. The people that we had put our trust upon abandoned us. And all this, has been increased by the betrayals of people that you and I know. And all of our troubles, how many know, are not make-believe. We can't just wave a wand and say, let me teleport myself to somewhere else. Our troubles are real. They knock us down. They beat us up. And they can, take every ounce of life that is in us. See, Israel felt as if they were betrayed. Isaiah 40:27 says, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim has passed over by my God?" How many know that Everything that God had did, it seems like God had just passed them up. How many feel that way right now? Can I tell you, you and I are going to go through different situations in our lives. See, as a result of their present troubles, they lost sight of the Lord. And because of that, they felt abandoned. And more than that, they felt as if the Lord did not care. How many feel, amen, sometimes that the Lord does not care about what you're going through? Can I tell you? That's a lie from hell. See, maybe you feel that way right now. Help is on the way. See, our troubles, amen, can blind us. We feel as if we are totally and utterly alone. And because we feel this way, then God must have left us and abandoned us. How else can I be going through what I'm going through? Has God forgotten me? Or worse, God doesn't care about me. See, that's where Israel found themselves at that point in their lives. Tonight, amen, that's where you might be. In the middle of their troubles, God spoke to them. Can I tell you tonight, folks? In the middle of your troubles, God is going to shine a light. In the middle of your circumstances, God is going to come and he is going to speak, amen, a word in due season unto your lives. And listen to what God did, amen. There in the middle of Israel's circumstances, right in the middle of their troubles, God spoke a word. In the middle of your troubles, God has a word for you tonight. Isaiah chapter 40, starting in verse 28. You might want to highlight, you might want to eat this. Don't eat this page. Amen. You might want to be, listen, memorize it. You want to be able, because this is going to encourage you, folks. The Word of God says, and starting in verse 28, have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But those, listen to me tonight, but those who, what? Oh, Jesus. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up, amen, with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. How many know that that's encouraging? That's God's hand saying, when you go through all these things, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to carry you through. But it said a perfect word. It said wait. Because how many know that when we are going through all these different circumstances, we want to jump ship? Right? Let me find something else. You know, I was telling George yesterday, I said, God has a plan A for you. You have a plan B. God's plan is A, but God's plan A will never be fulfilled until you get rid of plan B. Because plan B is your plan. God, plan A is God's plan. Who do you want to follow? See, sometimes, God reminds us exactly who he is. In times of trouble, we can see who God is. When all we see, is the world collapsing around us, when this is going on, when we need the word of God to tell us just who God truly is. Our Lord is the everlasting God. He does not faint nor grow weary. He is not scared. How many know he is not scared of our troubles? He will never abandon you and I. He says his understanding is unsearchable. See, he knows where you are at all times, no matter where you are. It's unknown why God allows these things to happen. We can't always understand him or his ways. But throughout everything, listen to me, folks, throughout everything that you and I do and everything that we have faced in our lives, he has not ever given up on you and I. He says he gives power to the faint and increases our strength. When we don't know, where we are at, God is still with us. He will give us the power and abilities to endure. He will give us the strength to keep on going. When our strength abandons us, how many know what a second wind is? If you're, we must not have a lot of runners here. Because the second wind is a running term. That is where you are there almost to the end of your ropes, and then all of a sudden, you get that second wind and you continue going through. I was a runner. Might not look like it no more, but at one time I was. See, he gives you the strength to keep going. It says, those who wait on the Lord will be strengthened and empowered to overcome. Those who wait, those who don't try, to take every action into their own hands. Imagine if Israel would have taken everything into their own hands, where would they be? Now let's put you and I. Where are you and I, when we take every action into our own hands? Where does it take us? It took us to the same place that Israel found themselves at. We have to wait on the Lord to rescue us. You know, during the 2005 Katrina there in Louisiana, in New Orleans. There, many people were, they were flooded. And they were there going up and up and up until they could not go anymore. But can I tell you, they waited for a rescue. Can I tell you tonight, the rescue is coming. We need to wait on the Lord because he's going to rescue you and I. Will you wait on the Lord tonight as I come to a close? Will you give him the reins to your life? Tonight, you could renew your trust in him. You can renew your commitment to him. Tonight, we need to decide that no matter what I ever face in my life, I will not turn away from him. How many know it's easy to turn away from him when circumstances are coming upon our lives. But you know what? It never gets us anything good. When I surrender my life to Christ, I cannot relate that with anybody, because when I surrendered my life 27 years ago, now this year, I said, God, you're too good to me. How can I run away from you? When my whole life I was doing that, and I found myself in the situations that I was. So now, God, all I do is find myself, amen, running to you, not away from you. See, I remember who I was. And can I tell you, I don't like that person, and neither would you. Tonight, no matter what, you have to decide that you will not turn away from him, but you will turn towards him. You have to decide, amen, that the Lord is enough for you. You have to stand up to your troubles and let your troubles know that God is all that you will ever need. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Amen. He will uphold you. God is enough for us tonight. The Lord is enough for you and I tonight. The Lord truly is our all in all. Maybe you're here tonight and you're not saved. Maybe you're here tonight and you're not right with God. Maybe at one point you were right with God, but tonight you find yourself away from God. Would you surrender yourself to the Lord? We go through so many things. As the Lord is with us, it just makes things easier for us. And he gives you and I an invitation tonight. If you're not saved, do you want to surrender your life? If that's you in this place and you're not right with God tonight, but you want to give your life to Jesus, would you simply do one thing? Would you simply lift up your hand? I want to pray with you. Amen. You can place your hand down. Maybe at one time you walked with the Lord, but tonight you find yourself backslidden, away from God, and God is calling you back. Would you simply do one thing? Would you lift up your hands and say, God, I want to come back to you. Amen. If you lifted up your hands, would you look at me? Sincere? You honest? Would you come? Joey, can you pray with him? Joey's going to pray with you. Israel found themselves being stripped away. Israel found themselves circumstances, troubles, pain, shame, humiliation, all these different things, folks, that were coming upon their lives. And in the midst of all that, God says, I got a word for you. I got a word for you. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Can I tell you tonight, Those are good words that God says are for you and I tonight. That in the midst of all that we go through, in the midst of all that we face, in the midst of all that that might be mounting up upon you, God says, I am going to be your caretaker. I'm going to be your enough. I am going to be all that you need. Amen. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God tonight. Different things might be coming. God is there for you. Different situations might be mounting. God is there for you. Whatever you might be facing tonight, amen, rest assured that God has a good word for you.
There's nothing in this world.
Oh, he is there for you and I.
Never satisfied.
Yes, throughout all things.
And through every trial, my soul will sing. No turning back. I've been set free.
Oh, Christ is enough.
And Christ is enough. And through every trial, my soul will sing, no turning back. I've been set free, and Christ is my near me, and Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need.
Everything that you and I need is in Jesus. Everything that you and I need is in Him. Because He is our enough. Can I tell you? He's your enough. He's your enough. He's your enough. He's all of our enough. We have to decide that Christ is our enough. Because he's all that we need. Let's give God glory tonight. Amen.